The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2019 at 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wow. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
I have to turn my ears up here. I don't know. After Monday, for some reason, it's always down. I don't know if Chauncey just has really good ears.
That must be.
There we go. Here I am. Got it. Thanks. What's the weather look like today?
We are looking at about 66 degrees right now with a high of 90 degrees this afternoon. A low of 69 overnight. We're looking at partly sunny to mostly cloudy throughout the next couple of days. High of 95 tomorrow. And then we're looking at triple digits for much of the rest of the week. 104 on Friday.
Well, good. I'm going to wait till Saturday to do all my yard work when it can get out there. I think I'll wait till 1 to start.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, I'll just be out there in my swimsuit so I can make sure I get a good tan and heat stroke by the time 4 o'clock rolls around.
So, that's probably what will happen, yes.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business that has been in the business now for a couple of decades. Chuck and Judy Kinney, they offer propane at discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They also have a deal where if you're out there on your property that has burnt down, but you're living out there on your RV or a trailer while you're rebuilding, that Chuck will put a 120-gallon propane tank out there on your property for free so that you can use that so you don't have to keep taking out the 7-gallon tanks and running down the hill or wherever to get them filled all the time. He'll put a 120-gallon tank out there for free and give you a great, great, super better deal you'll ever find on the propane in that tank. Just give him a call, though, at 365-3793. Okay. Hey, like I said, welcome to Tuesday. We've got a number of things that are going on today. We start off, of course, with our friends from Turtle Bay.
Morning.
Christine Gutierrez and Sharon Clay.
Good morning.
And Sweet Pea.
She says good morning, too.
Good morning, yeah. Hey, okay. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, and thank you for letting us bring a guest.
Oh, well,
Sweet
you know
Pea
what?
Skunk is here with us.
Sweet Pea is always welcome. Let's see, the porcupine.
Spike.
Spike was on our show one time.
Yes.
In the other studio.
Correct.
And Spike decided he wanted to walk underneath our producer, which got Bob all excited. And then Spike noticed that there's all these wires under there that just needed to be
chewed
lit
on.
And chewed on. And this is when I found out how you try to get Spike's attention is with a tennis ball on a stick.
Yeah, it's called the target ball. Yes.
And then he starts to try to look at it, and you're going, Spike, Spike. And he's looking at that red wire. See, we've got a little line in there that's been on the wall for over 10 years, and it says, don't cut the red wire. And there's a reason for that. There's a couple reasons. I learned that in the military one time. But also, and here, if you cut the red wire, we just all go home that day.
That's right.
And there was Spike licking his lips at looking at that red wire. But luckily, he turned. And we're the only radio station that ever got the sound of a porcupine eating. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he was just crunching away. So he was real cute. And now I've got Sweet Pea here.
Now you have Sweet Pea.
But we have so many things going on over at Turtle Bay.
Oh, man, now, always.
Oh, my gosh.
So many things.
Goosebumps. Boom. Hey, have you ever thought, I don't want to fall, but I don't like falling, but I'd like to see what it's like, see how, you know, how scary it is?
That's right.
Head to Turtle Bay.
Yeah, it's really, really being well received by our guests. We've had it running since last month. And, well, 2 months ago now because it's July. Wow, when did that happen? But it's going to be going through September 2nd, and it's a really cool exhibition. Talks about, you know, how your body and your brain respond to fear. And like you said, there's a lot of really cool challenges you can participate in. We have a fear challenge course within the exhibition. And you can face the fear of falling. And we actually record your expression as you're falling. So it's kind of a fun thing to look at afterwards. And fear of loud noises, fear of animals, And then there's just a lot of information about coping with fear as well, because, you know, it's for all ages. So we have people that are bringing in infants all the way to great-grandparents that are really enjoying the exhibition.
What are infants scared of? Loud noises, I guess?
Running out of food.
Yeah, there you go. Running out of food.
Well, we've got one of those with us right here in Sharon's lap right now. That's right. And that was interesting, too. We get to talk about Sweet Pea in the morning. Okay, so how was 4th of July down there? Was it just crazy?
It was really busy.
Always busy.
It's always busy on our holidays because, you know, families have a lot of out-of-towners, and we're the perfect place to bring people who haven't been to Reading, who are visiting, and especially if you have a lot of people with you, because there's so much to see. We have a 300-acre park, the botanical gardens, you know, our exhibitions, the animal shows, which Sharon can talk about, and there's just so much to do at Turtle Bay. So it's like your whole day is maximized when you come to the park.
Well, that makes sense. Because it really, I mean, you can spend a long time there. I mean, if you look at the whole park, mm-hmm. you walk through the botanical gardens, you're out there looking at the big trees come through, and if you got kids, they're up there on the little mini zip lines now, or not That's mini, right. but the little zip lines.
Yeah, here. Our new playground.
Playground out there, and then.
Have you been on it yet?
On a new playground?
Yeah, it's good. It's good for adults,
too. I saw somebody screaming as they were going through there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that was. Was that you?
We had Mike Mangus on the zip line a couple
weeks
ago.
He's the one that was screaming. That was it. Probably. Mike was screaming like a little girl. No, Mike, I'm just kidding. Mike Mangus would never do that. He would get on the zip line every chance he got, though.
He did.
Never get in an argument with somebody who's got a TV show. Okay?
Yeah.
or a radio show. No, there's so many things going on there. And I can't believe, you know, still today when I talk to people about Turtle Bay, I said, you know, a whole family can go there. You know, take, you know, if you got two kids, take two more with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this, you know, this. And they're going, well, doesn't it cost a lot to go there? Don't you have to pay for everything? And I'm looking at them. You know, it's been like 4 or 5 years since you all changed that. And I said, no, it's one price, and you get everything for one price except the nectar or the lorikeets,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, and or in, if you're there for the butterflies. Now, the butterflies are...
They're not there anymore.
They just closed. They just closed on June 30th. Uh-huh. Yeah. We have the butterfly house open for 8 weeks every year.
Yeah.
So it's usually going to be starting sometime in May, and it goes until, you know, the end of June, beginning of July every year.
And now, do you have a lot of people come through there, cycle through there?
The butterflies? Thousands of people. That's what I think.
This is, you know, we're going to have to take a break in a minute or so, but Christina, do we have any idea how many people come through Turtle Bay?
Oh, man.
I mean, you must keep track.
Well, I look at the weeklies every week, and we see, you know, at least 1,000 people plus on the busy weekends, like on one singular day.
On one day. The
summer months totals about 55,000 people in the summer, and that's our busiest season.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 55,000 people cycle through there, and it's not just all, of course, Reading people. These are people coming through, maybe seeing it, saying, let's see what this is, or they're coming, you know, they'll come from another area. And that's just during the summer. So would you safely say it's, well, I guess close to 100,000 or over 100,000?
We have over 100,000 people come a year. I think it's like 110 or something like that. Some years it's been around 90. We fluctuated.
During the fire year, I'm sure that held it back.
Yeah, we fluctuated between like 90, also during the recession and stuff, to just over 100 during certain years. But it does vary every year.
Yeah. And during the fire, you mentioned it, we actually, for the days following, had a lot of free days and low admission days, like in the weeks following.
Sure, sure.
Because a lot of our families were looking for places that were indoors to go to.
Yeah, I remember that. And anyway, we got to take a break here, but I was wondering, I wonder how many people go through there. I know you get a lot during the holiday weekends, but 55,000 during the summer, that's a pretty good almost a little bit less than 1,000 a day.
Yeah, and those people don't just stay at the park. You know, a lot of our tourism that comes to the Reading, they visit Sundial, and then they'll go to a restaurant. They'll spend money elsewhere, shop in the stores.
They'll go to the lake.
Mm-hmm. They go to the lake. They hit the caverns.
Lake Shasta's been a beautiful, and they've got a beautiful lake this year, and because of all the rain. And then there's other things that go around. Uh-oh. I'm seeing a little skunk head looking over the top.
She's sniffing
around.
She just woke up.
She woke up and she says, there's something to eat around here.
Where am I?
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, who sold, I forget how many thousands of rounds of ammunition before July 1st. So you've been hearing about how you're having to go through the background checks to buy ammo and how long it can take. It took me exactly 2 minutes and 32 seconds to buy 3 boxes of ammunition at Bastiani Arms. 2 minutes and 32 seconds. And they still have ammo down there. Not only that, but they have any type of firearm you could possibly imagine wanting and all the accessories that go with it. Plus, their gunsmithing is some of the best, well, probably if not the best, in all of Northern California. Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur and Veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay and Sweet Pea. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell your surprise. Just like animals, animals, like animals.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Somehow I get every road has its own.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM right here in Redding, California. 9th of July, 7:20 in the morning, about 68 degrees today, going up to 90. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right here on 1007 Dana Avenue. But they have a great deal for 55-plus years of age. No receiver or plan restrictions. Other things that come to you just because that you've reached the age of 55 or older, give them a call at 241-DISH, 241-3474. Talk to Doug or any of the people down there and find out what kind of, not only what kind of great deals you can get, but savings, not just for people 55 and over, but for everybody. Great savings on getting your DISH Satellite receivers. DISH Satellite. Use the local guys. Don't call the 800 number, 241-DISH. Dish. Okay, we're here with Christina Gutierrez and Sharon Clay from Turtle Bay. We talked about over 110,000 people coming every year, 55,000 people coming through the summer at Turtle Bay, and now we have Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea is pretty famous around Redding.
Yeah, people know Sweet Pea. I have kids come up to me in the stores and run up to me and tell me how much they love her.
Sweet Pea, of course, is a
striped skunk. Correct.
Okay, now what are the kinds of skunks are?
There's a few other types of skunks.
There are
spotted skunks. There's the hognose skunk. So there's a couple of species throughout the United States. But the striped skunk is the one that people know the most. But it's funny because people combine the striped skunk, which is what they recognize the most, with the behavior of the spotted skunk. So everyone says, does she do the handstands? But the handstands to spray is actually the spotted skunk.
When they do a handstand?
Yeah, they literally do a handstand and then they spray.
So they've learned that they can spray it in the air and then it settles over a much larger area.
They actually aim.
They aim?
They aim. So it's a striped skunk. She actually turns her body, folds it. They actually fold their body almost in half. So they're looking at what they're spraying at. People don't realize that. And then they aim straight at you for the eyes. They aim for the face.
This is the striped skunk? Is
it? The striped skunk, yeah.
The one in your hand?
The one in my hand, the one aiming her rear end at you right now.
Right as we speak.
Yes.
Well, you know, it was 2 years before I finally realized that skunk had been fixed. Because you told me, oh, no, she's a dame. You know, she was raised from a baby. And I'm like, well, what if she gets scared? No, we've never had a problem. And I'm like, and I kept thinking, that can't be true. But because you told me it had not been desensitized, I'm sitting there going, what if she just, you know, this is a small studio in here, you know, our old studio. I mean, you could have emptied that thing out for a week.
That's right. Yeah,
we'd be sent the bill to Turtle Bay.
That lingers.
Yeah, that lingers for a long time. Okay. The one thing about her is she's been really good, but you told me that once you bring the food out,
that's all over.
You're bringing the food out. You ready for the food? And
that
it's all over after that because they are scavengers. And they're omnivores, so a skunk will eat anything. Okay, now that it's out there, she's going to keep looking for food for the rest of the time here.
That is pretty much true. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and even though that she gets fed on a regular basis and she's obviously not, you know, skin and bones, but she does look like she's in good shape. Y'all really pay attention to their diet.
So we do. As a matter of fact, skunks in human care have a propensity to get obese.
Uh-huh.
And so that, of course, just like us, an obese animal is not healthy, and an obese animal is going to live a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually really monitor her diet. So whenever there is food around, she's like, I want it, because she would eat literally anything all the time. That is what skunks do. They scavenge and they eat whatever they possibly can.
Well, that's because out in the wild many times that they skip a few days in between meals, so they get a chance.
The skunks in the wintertime go into what's called torpor.
Uh-huh.
So they don't eat, which is like what you would think of when you think of hibernation.
Uh-huh.
But skunks don't actually hibernate. People think they hibernate, but they don't. They go into what's called torpor. So they slow down their metabolism so they don't have to eat much, and then they sleep for weeks at a time. So when you see a skunk come out in the middle of the wintertime, it doesn't mean that it's sick. It doesn't mean it has rabies. It just means it was a nice day, and they realized they could come out and get some food.
Okay.
Do their business.
Okay.
So, but the rest of the time, in the summertime, springtime, it's all about searching for food. Search, search, search. And they burn a lot of calories and energy because they don't stop moving. Sweet Pea is either sleeping or moving. That is it.
Like a two-year-old.
Like a two-year-old. Forever.
Wow. Like a forever two-year-old.
Correct.
How long does skunks live? in the wild?
In the wild, they only live an average of 2 to 3 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and how about in captivity?
In human care, she can live up to 10. Most of the time, they say about 7. So she is 6 now, and 7 is what you hear most of the time. So we're really hoping. She doesn't look like an old lady, does she?
No, she looks great.
She looks
so
great.
So why is it because of the of other animals or what, that they,
so it's,
they're
killed?
Or?
They're killed. Because they become food for other animals. Great horned owls really like skunks a lot. It's a great horned owl delicacy. So they're going to get skunks all the time. I talked to some rehabber friends over the years, and they said they've never had a great horned owl come in that didn't smell like skunk.
So it obviously doesn't. Well, maybe owls can't smell.
They don't.
They don't smell, so it doesn't bother them.
Isn't that great? So we always tell, that's what we tell the kids. We're like, so do you think an owl has a good sense of smell? No.
No, they have no sense of smell.
They have no sense of smell, so
the birds
don't
have
care.
Well, condors and buzzards have sense of smell.
Very good. So the turkey vulture
can smell.
Is one of only two birds in the world that have an excellent sense of, have a heightened sense of smell. The other is the kiwi in New Zealand.
Really? So the condors and other, like buzzards, regular buzzards, or?
No, so the condor uses sight more than it uses smell to find those carcasses. Mm-hmm. So notice, because they're in big open areas, so they're not going to need scent to find them. Like condors are in big open areas, they can look down and see a dead carcass.
They don't come around here, do they?
Not the California condors.
Well, I'm wondering why we can't use lead shot up here then, if condors aren't here.
Well, you have all the other animals. You have the turkey vultures, the birds of prey. You know that bald eagle is one of the number one causes in rehab for eagles during a long time was that they'd have lead in their body. They'd have lead poisoning all the time.
Really?
The bald eagles, yeah, because bald eagles scavenge.
It just doesn't go through their bodies like it does in people?
Correct. And so you're going to get that lead. Well, people can get lead poisoning too, right? Kids. Paint that used to have the lead in it?
Stuff they were ingesting.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it doesn't take much lead to kill a bird at all. So they just get one or two of those little pellets, and a bald eagle's dead. And so bald eagles scavenge more than anything, and people don't realize that. And so bald eagles get lead poisoning quite a bit. And so those are some of the reasons why people don't want lead shot being used.
Well, that's the way it is now anyway. That's the law.
It is, right. Not in every state, though.
Not in every state, California. But California.
Yes.
And then the next will be we have to chase them with popsicles. just kidding. Okay, so Sweet Pea has been a member of the show then for a long time. She's reaching retirement age, or is this? But she doesn't do anything in the show she wouldn't do in normal life.
That
anyway.
Is correct. So all the
none of your animals do.
Correct. All the animals we do in our show, everything we do with our animals is natural behaviors, and then all we do is train it with positive reinforcement to teach them to do those natural behaviors on cue when we ask them to.
Mm-hmm. And they don't always do it.
They do not always do it.
And you know what? It is so funny when they don't do it. Like, bird decides not to fly.
Yeah.
It's a little warm today, you know, and bird just sitting in there going, I'm not leaving right now.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving. I'm not coming out.
Spike, the mammals, when it hits 90 degrees, we ice all their kennels down.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Spike won't come out. She'll just sit up there, and she's like, yeah, it's nice and cool in here. I'm not coming out.
Why would I come out there like humans?
Why would I do that? What is wrong with you? I'm nocturnal when it's cooler out. Why would I come out in this heat right now?
Okay, now, when do the animal shows? When do we have the animal shows?
So animal shows are Tuesday through Sunday at 11 and 12.
Okay.
And it's great to come out to multiple times because, like you said, no two shows are the same. You never know what's going to happen with the animals. I mean, it's the same script and the same – supposed to be the same show every time, but – it is
never the same show.
That's
you have animals digging. You have animals climbing and jumping. And
yeah, and the badger digs. And, you know, we have a big water area for the raccoon comes out and fishes out a crayfish. And so there's a whole thing of water on the stage. And the badger came out one day in the middle of the show and decided it was spa day. So just like walked out, went to the water and just laid down in the water. We're like, okay, I guess this is the show now.
This is the show.
this is the show we're doing.
Okay.
So,
all right,
we
have to run. I tell you what, she is such a cutie. And you know what? Do you have somebody in the wings coming up for, you know, like a little baby sister?
No.
Anybody? No.
Sorry.
You want to come back into my back of my house? I'm sure there's a few of them back there. I smell them all.
There's lots of them, but they're good. They're keeping your soil fertile. It's very important to have them around.
Yeah.
They dig, dig, dig.
Well, it used to be that they would get into a tussling match with my dog. But either they learned to stay away or my dog learned to stop and just not go over there anymore. So, anyway, Sharon Clay, who is the animal,
I don't know. You called me like the, I don't know.
You were the animal
made a
whisperer.
New, you made like a new title for me, but my title's actually the curator of animal programs.
I think the animal whisperer is good.
That's fine. You can call me whatever you want.
And as long as you call me. That's okay. Right. Yeah. As long as you come out and see.
As long as you come see the animals, you can call me whatever you would like.
Yeah. Hey, Christine, thank you so much for coming by today. So many things going on. Any last thoughts here?
You know, always telling people about that membership. You can see these things all
and
year
how
long.
Much, and how much is the membership?
It's only $90 a year for a family of six, which breaks down to like $8, which is like my Starbucks order. So
yeah, I don't go to Starbucks.
Yeah. But for, you know, for a whole month for a family of six, you can enjoy the park as unlimited.
You can. And it's everything is unlimited, just like you said, any of the exhibits, everything. So do yourself a favor. Come on down there and find out why so many people belong to Turtle Bay, and you can join Turtle Bay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us today. And we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and some classic car parts. He's kind of moving out of that. Over 47 years in the business. And I tell you, we got a TV from Clyde a few weeks ago, and we were having some work done on the outside of the house, getting things, all the greenery kind of trimmed back. And somebody moved our cheese with the satellite. Anyway, Clyde's guy was over there. I mean, that day got us back up online. So now we could, so we can't, you know, we don't miss the, what is that one we were just talking about? The, that show?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. And I tell you what, it is strange. Anyway, but Clyde's, but that's the kind of service you get from Clyde. And he, you know, over 32 years in the satellite business and also 47 years in the business locally. Just go on down there and see Clyde. Give him a call at 241-4144. Clyde's Enterprises. Original still the best. And by the way, he has radios, AM, FM, Weather Channel and all that for the next times. And it's getting to be fire season. You may want to have something like that. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We your next-door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:36 in the morning, 69 degrees, going up to 90 today. Here on the 9th of July, 2019, and I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Lynn Ann Foster, who, of course, is their media and the person who goes out and makes everybody feel good.
Good morning, I hope so.
And James Taggart.
Morning.
Is in the emergency room. Are you in charge of the emergency room?
I'm the doctor? Medical director.
Medical director, yes. Of it? You still get your fingers into it, though?
Oh, I see patients all the time. Almost every day.
You know what? One of the things that we talk about Shasta Regional in the emergency room is how quick you all are seeing people.
Oh, I mean, we are.
The horror stories I've had of people that are actually on the board of one other place in town that were in there for 6 hours in the emergency room.
I'll give you an example. Okay. Yesterday afternoon we had, I don't know, it was probably about 18 patients that came in within about 30 minutes. And so we're getting them registered. You can't register them that fast.
Mm-hmm.
We had the board cleared in about an hour, all of them seen.
18 patients came in and all around the same time.
Yeah, and we are already full.
Why so many at one time? Was it just
nature of the beast?
Okay, I mean it's like they were all drinking something out of one place. They were all at a party or something, and they just went, "Oh God, this is bad hooch," you know. And then they find their way in. I always wondered, you know, when you get that many at one time, you got them all out of there in an hour.
We didn't get them out. We got them in.
But your average wait though was around that 30 minutes, isn't it, or less?
That on average, taking every patient,
right,
it is less than 30 minutes.
Okay,
it's between 15 and 30 minutes, given any particular month. Our median length of stay last month was 33, but that's median. But if you average all the patients coming mm-hmm. in, so there may be times where you may wait an hour, but there are other patients that are seen and discharged in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they come in for something simple. They need a prescription for something.
Are we still seeing a lot of people that are using the emergency room as their primary physician?
Well, yes. I mean, cut it short. Yeah. The simple answer is yes. And the reason for that is there's just no access to care. And it's like that across the entire country. Reading isn't really very different in that manner, although we do, I think, have more challenges compared to other places with primary care
mm-hmm.
just because of the lack of physicians.
Why do you think we have a lack of physicians? I know, it's cross country. I mean, it's not just
that comes down from the federal government. They decide, you know, how many positions for medical students and
well, let's talk about that. That came under what, Clinton? Did Clinton sign that, or who signed that? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Okay. But what Dr. Taggart's talking about is that the number of students to become doctors is limited by the government. And so this hasn't changed. The number has not changed, and it's got to be over a decade easily. So
it wouldn't surprise me.
It wasn't signed under Obama, so it was either Clinton or Bush. So I'm not sure which. That's something I should look up, but we're limited in the United States to the amount of students we could even put into medical schools.
Yes, true.
And then recruiting.
Does that make
them
sense?
Well, no, it doesn't make any sense. And that is one reason why you're probably seeing a lot more physician assistants and nurse practitioners helping to provide the care that's needed. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you what the to me that makes no sense that we don't have enough doctors. We're having to import doctors from recruit doctors from overseas to come in here. Not that they're not good doctors or anything, but we can't keep up with the numbers here, and it's based on some kind of ceiling put in years ago. And I don't think doctors are for this. Well, it just means we have more business. I mean, I can understand that maybe years ago, but now we're such a shortage. It seems like you'd want to put another 100 or how many more students do you think we could run through the schools? A couple hundred a year or 1,000?
Well, you would need more schools and more faculty.
Mm-hmm.
I recall I graduated from medical school in 96, and I remember then I went to medical school at the University of Vermont, and I recall them talking about the shortage of primary care physicians then.
Yeah. But it seems like I've always heard that, or you know, that I've been paying attention. It's been a long time in the Marine Corps. I never saw the same doctor twice, of course. And, you know, you go to the Navy hospitals, you go in there for your physicals, and if it's injuries, you know, right, you don't see them that much anyway. But in the VA system here, I've had the same doctor for 12 years. Nobody has the same doctor for 12 years. Well, maybe you do here, but even in the civilian world, that's tough. So
yeah, that's unusual.
Well, but I've heard this, and I want people to understand that this is, you know, this is a self-inflicted wound that we have, and you know, that our government has done to us, and it's not come back and readdressed it. And everybody says it's a problem. I wonder why nobody has done anything about it.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue across the country, and I don't know if it's more so, but it feels like more so up here, just in looking at recruiting physicians.
And why do you think that is? Because I know that there's wives of doctors up here, and I mean they could sell snow to a polar bear,
right?
And they're telling me they have problems.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just a lack of understanding about where Reading is. First of all, I get so often, well, where's Reading? And then also really understanding the beauty of our space up here and the culture of our community and how supportive it is. But once people come, they start to change their perspective.
I think so, you know, and I can understand that, you know, because you see these, you know, social media, more cars stolen in Reading, you know, blah, 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 you know, all this. But even our homeless problem is nothing compared to L.A., San Francisco, or any of the large cities along the coast.
True, right?
I mean, when you think about it, I looked at today and saw a group of like six of them. They all had like, they're all camped around this one spot down there. They all look pretty happy. They weren't having McDonald's or anything for breakfast, but they were all out there. But it wasn't 50 in that one spot.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if you go down to San Francisco and places, I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you in that the problems that we see in our community here really are not any different than anywhere else I've lived.
And right now, Reading is on the cusp of really building out. Our downtown is going to have a complete renovation downtown.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. And, you know, new things are coming all the time, that new courthouse, you know, that we're expanding. And I wish we could show this to people. And plus all the things you've got here with the trails and the amenities, what's there to do up there? Well, you can go to the Cascade and see Cheap Trick or, you know, Jackson Browne or any of the acts like that, or the Cascade and see plays all the time. I mean, it's just they don't understand that there is culture up there.
And we're doing our part to spread the word and let people know. But the good thing is when people do come up here, physicians are recruited, their families come, and even people that aren't in the medical field that come up here. Another great aspect of our community is that we do have quality medical care. We have the two great hospitals. We have the VA clinic for our veterans that are here, the ancillary medical groups with nurse practitioners. And, are building.
I just hired a resident from Denver in emergency medicine. So We are recruiting.
Uh-huh. Well, we're here with Dr. James Taggart, who heads up the emergency room and emergency department there at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann Foster, who runs all of their media and public relations and does a great job at that. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals. They have just moved into their main branch. They moved from their other one to their brand new one at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Stop in there and say hello. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. But one thing they want you to do is come in and find out how they're going to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 7:45 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Doctor. I got a bad case of loving you. No pill gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from the Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
And now, back to our show.
Oh, help me, please, doctor.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. About 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, about 70 degrees, going up to 90 today on the 9th of July. And I'm here with Dr. James Taggart from Shasta Regional Medical Center and Lynn Ann Foster, who is their media guru and personality. You know that? I shouldn't know personality. You're the outreach to everybody.
After coffee.
And Dr. Taggart heads up the emergency room and all the emergency room services. But we've got a big announcement here. As you know, and he's been on the show, and we've been talking about the change in the VA care so that you can see outside physicians. You know, we had the Veterans Choice, but that ended on June 6th or June 5th, and June 6th kicked off the new one. So can you give us an update about what's happening?
Yeah, so the prior program for the veterans was called Veterans Choice Program, and that sunsetted on June 6th. And changing over to the Veteran Community Care Program. And what that does is help the vets see providers in the community outside of the VA. And thanks to Trump and our new government regulations, veterans now do not have to go more than 25 miles for their medical care. And thanks to Casey Fatch and our CEO, Shasta Regional is the only provider in the area that has submitted the contract so that in our area for our veterans under this new regulation.
Well, I talked to Casey about this several weeks ago, and he was working with the VA because they're having problems, especially in the cardiac area, having to try and get people down to Davis, and these people, you know, it's really difficult for them. And he wanted to be able to help our veterans. It's the way Casey is and Shasta Regional Medical Center is. And now when that thing started, the problem was we didn't have the overall coordinator to sign people up. I mean, how ridiculous is that? In California, because they were having a big fight over who's supposed to do it. But obviously they've gotten past that, and you all have put in for the contract.
Correct.
So what does that mean? Is that all aspects of medicine then?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is eligibility for the veterans that they have to consider, but it's based on distance and it's based on care that may not be able to be provided by the VA clinic. The other beautiful thing about this is that the veterans will be able to go to any urgent care or emergency department without prior authorization. And I think they're allowed so many urgent care visits a year. And so,
I must warn everybody, these are that they have to be signed up and approved. And the process itself can be a little bit tedious. Mm-hmm. So Shasta Regional jumped into this. But what that means to me is instead of having to go down to Davis for cardiac problems and take people down there or, we've kind of gotten away from the CAT scans, but even orthopedics in these.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. Orthopedics, cardiology, urology.
Area. Yeah.
Right.
And this is going to save the veterans a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, you know, for travel, lodging, and time, just seeking, you know,
it's time
routine medical care.
Right.
Who wants to drive 3 hours each way for a 15-minute appointment?
Right.
Or a 20-minute session.
Right.
And you spend 8 hours on the road.
Right.
And for people that are suffering from debilitating diseases, this was just agony.
Right.
And it's... the VA got better at it, but this is a big step.
Right, and when you don't feel well, who wants to wait for anything? Like we discussed earlier, if you're coming into the emergency room, veterans included, your wait times are much less. So whatever you're moving on to cardiac or ortho, Dr. Taggart and his team in RER have streamlined the system and really decreased those wait times.
Well, I'll give you an example. I saw a veteran yesterday in the emergency department, and his cardiologist was in Chico, and he can only see him every 6 months, and it's got to be a certain day, you know. So that makes it extremely difficult for them to have access. Now they're going to have a lot better access, and Shasta Regional is going to provide that access.
Well, I had a friend that was having a problem, and I said, look, he said, well, I'm supposed to go to Davis, and he canceled. I said, look, head right down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, walk into the emergency room. And I called Casey, but not that I needed to, because he walked in, they had, y'all took care of him. You admitted him. You found out what was going on with it. They got him an appointment across the street at the medical group over there.
Mm-hmm.
And to take care of him that way. And that's the way it should be. You know, instead of him having to wait 6 months to see his doctor in Chico, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
And drive an hour.
You make an excellent point also, Carl, in that veterans and anyone have a complete choice in where they get their care.
That's right.
You can, if you're in an emergent situation, in an ambulance, if you're just looking for some care, you have the choice no matter what your circumstances, and you can choose Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, you know what? I've worked with Taggarts before, and not this Taggart, but if he's like the other Taggarts, he can pretty much handle himself in all types of situations. So if something happens, God forbid, and they're loading me into the ambulance, take me. Shasta Regional.
Right.
Make sure Taggart's there.
Your last breath.
Yeah. No.
Don't want to say that. Right. Never mind.
Let's just say, before
he'll
I laugh.
No, it's going to be the first of many more.
There you go. Well said, doctor.
There you go. I think this is huge news. I'm really glad to hear that. I'm glad you broke it on here on the show. Casey Fatch has done an amazing amount of things since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
The part about having the beds for the 5150s.
Right.
This is little known, but those people that have been screaming on the streets and they have no place to put them but jail now have a place to go.
Yeah.
They go to Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you got 18 or 20 beds. I'm not sure how many you have.
15 now, increasing it to 20.
Increasing it up to 20. But that takes those people off the street and gets them back on their meds and gets them stabilized again.
And gets them help, not just time in jail.
So this is where we get into it's got to be the whole symbiotic type thing, relationship we have here. If they go into the 5150 and then from there they go into some kind of center so they can start getting help, and then you kind of move them through the process to get them back up and on their feet again and get a job, find housing for them and all that kind of stuff if they're trying to get help. And the first step is right there.
Right, absolutely.
So how many, what are the kind of facts you have here? I know you've got, you got pages of stuff here, but how many of the people you see are they that come in are homeless or? Yeah, homeless.
No, I don't know.
You ever keep stats on that?
I don't off the top of my head.
We do. We actually do have to track it. There's the new regulation out that we have to.
You can't just turn them out on the street.
Give them services, and there's things that we need to provide them. And to do that, we do have to track how many come in. I don't have that with me.
I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Yeah, but because that new one is, you can't just, you've got to, they've got to have clothing, they've got to have food, they've got to have.
Right. They have to have appropriate clothes, they have to have a ride. These things all need to be offered. We don't force it on them, or we just offer them a ride, offer them a meal, offer them information that we have on continued services in our community. Mm-hmm. Shasta Regional Medical Center is part of a community collaborative in helping and supporting the homeless population and what that looks like. So all of those services we also have access to and can offer those to those patients.
Absolutely. Hey, we're running out of time, so I would like to say that I did see Casey Fatch this past weekend.
Uh-oh.
He was at Cheap Trick, and I was just surprised, just how active Casey is. I mean, he's the CEO of the medical center. He was down in the mosh pit, and I wasn't sure. I didn't see Dr. Taggart with him, but I wasn't sure. But unless you were wearing a hat,
I don't know if we were down in the mosh pit.
But I think Casey. I thought I saw Casey in the mosh pit doing his head banging thing down there with Cheap Trick going.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That was just for you, Casey, just so I could say hello. I love you, guy. Shasta Regional Medical Center has the ability and the drive to keep growing and helping our community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just see this, and I see everything that y'all are doing. But again, I just want everybody to know that Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the process of signing a contract with the Veterans Administration, so they become that Veterans Choice Place provider for our veterans here in town.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
We got to run, it looks like. So, any last thoughts here?
No, thanks for having us.
I just love having you guys on. And, Dr. Taggart, thanks for everything you do. And Lynn Ann, thanks for everything you all do for our community.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, here we come back. Joe Comente and Stephanie Bridget and Ken Murray.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Nightly news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ross Perot has died. Colorful, self-made billionaire from Texas burst onto the national scene in the early 90s with an independent run for the White House.
In 1992, Perot entered the presidential campaign as an independent candidate, challenging President George H.W. Bush and Democrat Bill Clinton. Perot drew nearly 19% of the vote, the biggest percentage for a third-party hopeful in 80 years.
Correspondent Jeremy House says Perot, who ran for president again in 1996, was 89 years old. Turns out that billionaire financier and registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, facing sex trafficking charges involving underage girls, had some high-powered connections on both sides of the aisle in Washington.
In a 2002 interview with New York Magazine, future President Trump said he had known Epstein for 15 years and called him a terrific guy who enjoyed his social life. And former President Bill Clinton praised Epstein's intellect and philanthropic efforts. Information obtained by Fox News shows Clinton took at least 26 trips aboard Epstein's private jet.
Correspondent Mike Hempen, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has just called for Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta to step down because of his role in a 2008 plea deal that allowed Epstein to avoid prison time for alleged sex crimes. Attorney General Barr is suggesting the Trump administration has found a way to return a citizenship question to the U.S. Census despite a Supreme Court ruling against it.
And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking.
Congressional Democrats oppose the attempt to return the question to the national headcount in 2020. On Wall Street this hour, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is down about 111 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The PLO may face lawsuits in the event of future attacks on Israelis. We get the latest on the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Unless it's overturned, a Monday decision by Jerusalem's district court will open the way for people in Israel to sue both the Palestinian Authority and the PLO. The judge hearing the case said neither could claim immunity by calling itself a state body and that both could be seen as having instigated attacks. One example is the PA policy of paying monthly stipends to either attackers who have been jailed or to their families if the attackers were killed. The case covers 17 attacks dating back to 1996 involving both civilians and soldiers as victims. The families were reported to be seeking hundreds of millions in damages. For now, though, they'll have to settle for legal fees. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Eric Swalwell has ended his run for the Democratic presidential nomination.
The California congressman throwing in the towel after just 3 months.
Today ends our presidential campaign, but it is the beginning of an opportunity in Congress with a new perspective shaped by the lives that have touched mine and our campaign throughout these last 3 months to bring that promise of America to all Americans.
Swalwell calling the remaining Democratic field really talented, but holding off on making an endorsement. He says he looks forward to continuing his work in Congress.
Correspondent Wally Hines. 23 U.S. governors, just about all Democrats, backing California leaders in their showdown with the Trump administration over relaxing vehicle mileage standards. The Trump administration argues that demanding ever more fuel-efficient vehicles will drive up automobile costs and keep less safe
older vehicles on the road longer. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we just announced here, when they were just here, is that they're signing a contract with the Veterans Administration to become a provider for the patient's choice. That are veterans' choice, that where you can go to a local provider anytime you have to travel over 25 miles or it's over 30 days. And Shasta Regional has all the assets there to help our veterans. So let's hope this goes through quickly and seamlessly. Ashley, what's the weather look like here for today and rest of the week?
We are looking at about 71 degrees at the airport in Reading at this particular moment, a high of 90 degrees this afternoon, partly sunny, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 69, headed up in temperature throughout the rest of the week, a high of 95 on Wednesday, 101 Thursday, 104 Friday and Saturday. So if you have yard work, do it today.
I always like to wait, as I pointed out to people, to the hottest day. I start at 1 in my swimsuit, and then by 4, I have heat stroke, and I don't have to worry about it the rest of the year. So Linda goes out there and sprays me with a hose because she wants me to continue to work the rest
Sounds
of the year.
Sounds like you need to be sprayed with a hose.
Sprayed with a hose.
Relatively often.
Yeah, me and the dog. Okay, hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do a lot for our community down there. One of the larger businesses down in Anderson. Give them a call, 365-3793. Big night tonight, Seattle is Dying, down at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be on at 5:30. And I'm really, really happy I was able to get on the show today. Stephanie Bridget, who's going to be one of the main presenters down there, and then Joe Cementi, who has put together this and in conjunction with talking about the 1 cent sales tax increase. So who wants to start?
Ladies always go first.
So Stephanie, what brought this on?
You know, this was kind of brought on because we saw this documentary over the last 6 months, 9 months, and several of us have saw it, and we thought, you know, our community is headed down a path that we don't want it to head to, much like Seattle. We're not there yet, definitely. But we thought it would be important for our community to see that, see what could be if we don't make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, we're coming forward today to show this and just kind of talk about some changes that need to be made and how we can make it and how we can stop our community from becoming like Seattle or like San Francisco, because we have that power to do that.
Okay. Well, that's okay. So we do have the power to do that. We do have the power to do that. Do we have the will?
I think that we do. I think that our community would rally behind something that's going to, you know, give us our rivers back, give us our lakes back, our parks, all the places that we feel like are kind of being taken over by a population that doesn't want to change, doesn't want to help themselves.
That's really interesting. The fact is that yesterday on my way into work, I saw one of the guys that go and collect this trash like that, right in front of our post office on Yuba Street.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had a whole, his trailer was filling up, and people had just left stuff. Over the long weekend, they've been up here for fun and frivolity, but they just left the whole place a mess. And today I was driving in and I saw a number of them, 5 or 6, but not 50, but 5 or 6 of them out there having breakfast as I was coming in. When I say them, I don't want it to sound like they're not humans, because they are. Sometimes we need to remember this, that when we say homeless, it's not like they're homeless, but they're not human. And there are people out there that if given the help, would take the help, the help's there.
What I was going to say. The help is there. Yeah.
I mean, we've got so many organizations.
Right.
They will trample you in trying to help you.
Right.
There's so many of them. And if you do not avail yourself of this, something has to be done.
That's where the problem is that they don't avail themselves of the services. There are drug addiction services, mental health services, job skill services. Everything is out there that
can help
with them.
Housing. There's everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, and it's for, okay, it's free for them. We pay for that. That's where our tax dollars go. And yet they're using our tax dollars to continue to shoot up or drink and refuse to seek help.
Right.
And so what do we do with stuff like that? And I think that's what we're going to talk about tonight, what you all are going to talk about tonight. What do we do next?
Absolutely. And it's really simple because the first thing we need to do is we need to enforce our laws. You have to start with enforcement first. And that's really kind of the message of the documentary. It goes through Seattle, and then it ends up talking about some stuff that's being done in Rhode Island. But the message is clear, enforcement first, because you have to enforce your laws in order to, at some point, compel people to get the services they need, even if they don't want those services. And if they don't want those services, then there's the option of incarceration, because they're not voluntarily doing that. We hear that from our officers and our deputies on the streets all the time, that they offer, I'll take you to Good News Rescue Mission, I'll take you to, you know, whatever the number of services are that they're offering, and they don't want it. They say no.
Well, that's the problem. And so,
exactly.
And this is the whole crux of the problem. What do we do if they say no and they refuse to do anything to assist themselves, even though it's there and people are more than willing to help them, and they refuse to follow the rules?
Right.
We're going to take a break right now because this is going to take us longer. So we're taking an early break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry have a wonderful store. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can design it, build it. If you want something special, they can design it for you. If you've got the idea, they'll put it together, bring in gems from all over the world for that. Four Winds Jewelry at very reasonable prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:12 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Bad boys, what you want?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her usual Tuesday sabbatical, where she does things like make sure the house is still there when I get home. Has plumbers, everybody coming rolling through there. That's what somebody has to do that. And you know what? She is so good with finding people and getting them to do what they're supposed to do. We should have her run things. Because every so often she's not afraid at all of sacrificing somebody, you know, just to get everybody's attention, which, you know, it doesn't mean death, but it just says, hey, look, public firing of you. You can leave now. You're not doing your job. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers in a higher sense. Sharon Clark, good friends, but she has a company that's been voted best in the North State so many times I can't even keep track of it. She takes care of people in need, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark is there with her people, all of them trained, bonded, background checks, everything. You don't have to worry about it. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. It keeps people happier. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and Joe Comente, who is the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1. And tonight is Seattle's Dying at the Cascade Theater. Doors open at 5:30, and it's going to be a discussion of this movie, Look What Happened to Seattle, one of the richest, let's just say arguably one of the richest cities in America. And, you know, Amazon is there, Bill Gates is there with his people, that they are going downhill. And if you look and read and have an unbiased eye at this, well, even Democrats, even the liberal papers and liberal media is looking at Los Angeles with a 16% increase in homelessness, and others that have gone up 50% in homelessness. You look at San Francisco, San Diego, that had we're having the dark age diseases back in our cities, typhus, rat infested areas in our cities. And, you know, we've got to do something about it. Seattle Dying tonight at 5:30 to see this. It's free. And then a discussion afterwards with Stephanie Bridget and Dr.
Greg Greenberg,
who has studied this, who is an expert on this. But one of the things we said before the break was, what do we do with the people that choose not to avail themselves of the service, the many, many services that are out there to help them get straight? What do we do?
We need jail beds. And that's really where this starts. And sometimes behavior changes need to be forced upon an individual. And especially as I learn more about addiction and what it really does to your brain and what it does to the chemistry of your brain, it almost becomes the driving force in all your behavior patterns. So you are living for one reason, to support that habit, and supporting that habit requires you breaking into cars and shoplifting and doing all those crimes that are now really impacting our community.
You need $1,000 a day for many people to feed their habits. $1,000 a day. Now, that's $1,000 a day of fenced stuff, so they get 10 cents on the dollar. So think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much they're having to steal every day to keep their habit going.
So jail beds is the place to start, and it's not just to lock them up and throw away the key. That just doesn't work. But we do know, and there's lots of empirical data that shows that when you put people in incarceration, you provide an opportunity for rehabilitation. You start doing a medically assisted treatment. You start putting them in the programs so that they can change their lives. Now, not everyone's going to do that. But no matter what percentage you pick, if you take one person. If one person changes their lives, and we'll make it a man with kids, he comes out now and all of a sudden has his relationship with his kids that he wouldn't have had before, and now creates a life for his children that sends them in a positive direction instead of an ACE-riddled direction. Think about exponentially the change over years.
Yes. Now, ACE, and for people that are not familiar with that, ACE means?
Adverse childhood experience.
And this is where a child sees their parents drunk on drugs. The father's gone. Usually in cases like that, there's domestic violence.
Yes, child
abuse. And what you're trying to do is break the cycle there. So people have said a long time, if you had a jobs for everybody, if all the rest of this stuff would drop dramatically. So what you're saying, Joe, then is if a person doesn't want to take that first step, we need to help them with that first step by locking them up.
Correct. I mean, it sounds kind of cold, but that's the reality. Sometimes you have to be forced into the behavior change. And as you'll see in the movie tonight, the gentlemen that were in Rhode Island all said that being locked up saved my life, because I would have continued down that path. It was the path with which I was most comfortable, and my brain chemistry was headed in that direction. And until someone interceded and said, this is going to stop, and this is how we're going to stop it, and then you see a dramatic change in their life.
You know, people, what you're talking about is an intervention, where it's a big thing for everybody to get together and help your friend or member of your family. It's called an intervention. We should call this an intervention. We're doing a county-sponsored intervention for you to change your life by putting you into a facility that will help you get clean.
Absolutely.
You know what?
I like that idea.
We ought to get the Nobel, you know,
Peace
Prize.
We're going to give that to you. You just came up with that.
You know, I mean, it is an intervention. You're trying to help people that need it, but they don't have the people there to help them take that first step. Well, now the county is going to be there, and you're going to offer this. Okay, and if you choose not to take this first step, we're going to hold you here for a while.
Correct.
We're going to get you off the streets. We're going to clean you up, whether you like it or not. We're going to fix your teeth. We're going to feed you, just like we did to the Al-Qaeda guys when we held them for 90 days, got them all ready to go again, turned them loose. And they were all strong and ready to go again. But we had different ways of handling things there. But what we're saying here, though, is that we're going to do an intervention. We're going to help you every way we can.
Correct. And if you don't want to modify your behavior, then you'll be incarcerated. And another thing, and understand these are all recommendations that I will make to the board, and the board has to obviously approve moving forward with this. I would like to see a return to a Crystal Creek type camp. Sugar Pine has shown dramatically the value of that. So let's just reflect a little. If we had had this inmate work camp, and we had one up to 92, I think, 92 or 93, think about all the underbrush that could have been cleared prior to the car fire. And I'm not saying that would have changed things. I'm just saying
It could have lessened what was going on. We could have cleared stuff around the around our cities and the areas that both the county and the city agreed that should be done.
Correct. And we could teach them skills that that they can go on and improve their lives. And when you look back at what Crystal Creek did, they had a great pumpkin celebration where the inmates raised all these pumpkins and then gave them away to children that were underprivileged. There's a lot of value in creating some sense of self-worth for an individual.
Of course it is. If you can't You can't do other things and become successful unless you believe in yourself.
Yeah, correct? You're not going to appreciate stuff if it's just given to you, given to you, given to you.
And constantly given to you. So yeah. You just throw it away, you trash
right.
it.
You know, have no value. Yeah, it has no value. So unless you work for it and you earn it and you do it, there's some sense of yourself.
You teach two-year-olds this.
Right.
If you do this, you get this. Right. You know, if you behave, guess what? You get the old sucker or the lollipop or whatever you give kids nowadays.
Right.
Probably
right.
That's not good for their teeth, but who cares?
It's the sugar-free kind.
The sugar-free kind, yeah. But they can get off on it.
Franklin said there's no gain without pain. And that's prophetic. I mean, you're going to have to experience some pain if you're going to go through a transition like this in your life. But, you know, it's the pain that will get you where you want to go. And then you'll appreciate where you
just remember that pain is fear leaving your body. Now think about that. I mean, that's just a throwaway phrase, but that's exactly what it is. It's going to hurt to do this, but you're afraid of going forward. You're afraid of what's going to happen because you don't have the self-worth. So yes, this is, it's going to take something, but if we could get 10%, 20%, 30%, just think about this. 30% of the people that are on the streets, off the streets, it leaves so many other things than good things that can happen. Now, but this isn't an isolation. This isn't just a jail.
Correct.
This has got to be, this is more than just a jail you're talking about, because we're talking about a 1 cent sales tax.
Correct. This is the criminal justice system. So it starts with law enforcement, mm-hmm. making sure you have sufficient boots on the ground that will go along with jail beds. But I'm a firm believer that proactive policing is very powerful. And proactive policing deters crime and pushes some of these people who come here to enjoy the good life, quote unquote, away. And then we need more district attorneys. We need more public defenders. We need more people working cases in probation. We need the complete criminal justice system. And really, that's what this is geared towards. It's geared towards beefing up the criminal justice system and having the criminal justice system work closely with social services to address these addiction problems that are really damaging our community.
Okay. Well, we got people lined up on the phone. Let's go to our first guest. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I missed the first part of this interview, and I just want to say, Joe Cometti, you are my favorite board member, and our district attorney is doing a great job. Now, in this 1 cent proposal you have, how many jail beds are going to be available from this money?
The goal is to build a total of 500, which will include a transitional rehabilitation facility, which you might have heard Chief Johnson from Anderson speak of, an inmate work camp, and then additions to the current jail in terms of jail beds in the courthouse, perhaps doing some stacking of the modules, even a tower added to the jail that was once proposed back in 2011, 2012. So the goal is, in aggregate, to get 500 jail beds.
So new jail beds.
New jail beds,
yeah, correct. So our total jail beds for our county will then be?
902.
Around
that, 900.
It'll be closer to 984, given what we have right now.
984, and if you look at any of the statistics for counties our size, that's the size jail that we need.
Correct. We should have at least 900.
Okay. What else, Jim?
That was pretty much it, because you can have all the police in the world and all the programs in the world, and nothing's going to stop it if there's no place to incarcerate these people. All I wanted to say. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. And this is the linchpin of the whole thing. If no matter how good our police department, our DAs are, that if you don't have a place to get them to hold them until we can get them into the system, then it does us no good. Look at what it's doing right now. You know, the fact that our police and sheriff's department still has good morale, to me, is kind of interesting.
It's amazing.
And plus the DA.
Keep that throughout the entire system. Correct. It's getting tough. It's really getting tough because people, their caseloads are high. Officers have huge caseloads. Prosecutors in my office have huge caseloads, and it's mm-hmm. getting tough.
Hey, Terry, we're going to get you on the other side of the break here, because here's a question that came in. Local pawn shops, are they looked at real hard because for taking in goods that may not be could be stolen? Or does anybody look at pawn shops? I know that's a city thing.
I'm sure the police department does. I mean, you read cases where that's where they discovered stolen materials.
I know that there was a place that was they had some people that got prosecuted for that. Yeah. But this was a question that came in.
Yeah, I've always heard on the whole that our pawn shops work well with law enforcement and cooperate when they need to look for stolen property or something suspicious that has been stolen.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope that answers your question there for our listeners. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, the DA of our county, and Joe Comente, Board Supervisor, District 1. About tonight is Seattle Dying. It's about a 60-minute film?
It's 57 minutes 57, to be exact.
To be exact. And it's been around for 6 or 7 months, and a lot of people have seen it. But here's the kicker here. It's out at the Cascade Theater. It's free. It starts at 5:30. But afterwards is a discussion of the problems we're facing, not only, and Stephanie's going to be one of the two presenters, and Dr. Greenberg going to be.
And Mike Johnson's also going to talk about Mike Johnson, the transitional rehabilitation facility.
And then we're also going to hear Joe talk about the 1 cent sales
tax. I'm
going to
give a very brief outline and target the specific areas where this money will go, because this is a specific sales tax which requires a higher threshold to be passed,
but this is two-thirds.
Once it's passed, that money can only be spent where the law that people voted for assign it.
And you know, here's my statement about this to people that say, oh, you know, what about this, and it's talking about things that could be. We haven't done anything, my friends. We haven't done anything except kick this can down the road. The two other taxes that went up there to the general fund were just hammered, and you know, maybe rightfully so, but a specific tax that goes for something that you can look at, you can read at, you can see where the money goes to, and you can hold people responsible for it, to me seems like the only way to do it.
This tax has a third party audit, outside audit as well, built into it. So yearly, each department that receives money will do rolling projections with measurables like you would do in any business plan, because basically we're asking the community to invest.
That's right.
And you wouldn't go to any group of investors without a very specific plan and without measurables and without a system for auditing that.
It's a business plan that shows where everything goes, where all your employees are going, and then I hope it also will show what happens if it doesn't.
Correct.
Doesn't occur.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:31 in the morning. 72 degrees out there, going up to 90. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. I was just talking to people that were having problems because of the property they're in is getting fire insurance in Old Shasta. So I said, quickly, run down to G. Maxwell. Here's her phone number and see what she can do, because, I mean, they've gone through 6 different companies trying to find fire insurance. She'll be able to help you. She'll be able to lead you in the right direction, point you in the right direction. She's been helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music on the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles. Forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're
down. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the 2 exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Yeah, don't you like that?
Oh, Mama,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I know, I'm heartless, I'm cold. I know, I can't help it. I just, you know, yeah, I get off on it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You know what? It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments now, so give them a call at 244-9478. That's 244-9478, or just look them up, Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts. I haven't had my haircut anywhere else for the last 10 years there, maybe even 12 years now. And Joe would go there.
If I had hair, that's the point you're going in the car.
That's what I heard was implied.
Well, was that implied? Well, you know what? They can go in there and they can you know, buff your head or something. anyway,
nice.
I'm here with Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, District 1, and, of course, our DA, Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about tonight, Seattle Dying. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's a presentation. It's 57 minutes long. But after that is, and it's free. After that, Stephanie Bridget and Dr. Greenberg are going to talk about what's going on in our town, both on the law side of it and are trying to enforce this, but also ideas on how to combat this also. And that starts at 5:30 tonight. I encourage everybody to go there, because also then Joe Comente is going to talk about the 1 cent sales tax proposal. And we're getting some pushback already, but they're talking about the city. Now, this isn't the city, it's the county.
Correct.
And there's a big difference here.
Correct.
The city, as it says, can find money for soccer turf, custom manhole covers, manager raises, but not incarceration.
That's city.
Well, this is not the city, my friend. This is the county. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, Carl, you're not heartless. You're a fuzzball. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. I have a heart as big as all
you
outdoors.
Do. anyway, there were three points that were made, and I'd like to address them and get some feedback from you guys. First of all, Joe, you said there was an outside audit. Well, that's fine and dandy that you have an outside audit. However, they don't have any jurisdiction to do anything other than just give you their opinion. They have no jurisdiction. It has no teeth at all. It's good that you have it if you adhere to it, or if the people who come after you when you've retired adhere to it. But outside audit doesn't mean anything because you don't have to adhere to it. They have no jurisdiction on the money. Second point is that Bridget said that we need to enforce the law, and she's right. And I know how difficult it is, and Bridget, it's amazing that you handle your job with the grace you do, because I know what pressure you've got to be under with everything California does to you. But, you know, when you watch Seattle is Dying, and I've seen it three times, the first time I saw it was about a month and a half ago, and at that time there were 5 million hits on it. But one of the things that's brought up in Seattle is Dying is that 90% of the people that are in these homeless camps are on drugs or alcohol, 90%. And that's brought up a couple of times in the film. When you watch it tonight, you'll see that. But the other thing is that if you can arrest the 350 people that are on the street, they probably control at least 51% of the drugs, maybe more. You can start helping that way because people won't be able to get their hands on drugs as easily as they could before. So, Joe, when you talked about the jail beds, you were right. That's what we need. We need a jail. All this other stuff doesn't matter. And, oh, by the way, in the AB 109 money, we have $1.2 million left over in probation. There was more than that last year, but each year there's a ton of money left over in probation. The jail ends up with $597 at the end of the year. Why can't you take some of that probation money and put it toward the jail?
You know, is that your third one, Terry?
No, and I think that I think everything there is factual and valid. I hope that we can really accomplish something, but I think a jail is the only way.
I think this is, as we said earlier, this is a linchpin of the whole thing. If we don't have 900 beds,
right,
984 beds out there, no matter anything else we do just doesn't count, because if you can't get them off the street and get those 350 immediately off the street, then it's not, and then it's going to be a failure. But everything you said, I believe, is true, but it has to be the fact. I don't want to talk for Joe or Stephanie here, but yeah, the audit and all this. But I'd like to hear from them. So Terry, good points. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
Joe. The 1.9. I think I've heard this before.
I sat down with Chief Neal and we went through the budget, and that number is declining rapidly and going into a deficit by 2021. So I'm not sure where all the money people say. I mean, money certainly came in, but it absolutely went out. And she keeps it a very detailed spreadsheet. And it goes out predominantly to probation and to the sheriff, to the jail. But then there are some monies that are allocated through the rest of the criminal.
You know what? I say this, and I'm writing it down again. I'm going to get the chief probation officer on. She needs to explain how the system works, because it comes under her. And that money comes into probation every year for the AB 109. And Stephanie, you were talking about what's happened, you know, in these laws that Sacramento has given us.
Absolutely. That's kind of one of the big driving forces here, is that, you know, it started with AB 109 that took a lot of crimes and said, hey, they can't go to prison anymore. They have to sit in your local jail. And then when they come out of there, they got to be overseen by the probation department. Then we get Prop 47 that takes all these crimes that were felony drug crimes, felony theft crimes, and makes them misdemeanors. And then we have Prop 57, who does more stuff like that to even more significant cases, changes some of the credits people get, their eligibility for parole. So the point is over the last 10 years, we keep getting hit by change after change after change that's having the impact of significantly more people in our community out of the jails, out of the prisons, no place to put them because our local jail is not big enough to handle that. And that is part of what's causing the issue here in our community, is the resources have not kept up with the changes for the system to be able to handle the changes, and therefore something needs to be done about it. And I don't believe that the state is going to come in and help us on this. The state is giving us prisoners back. They're giving us changing the law and saying, basically, do it, deal with it. And it's just that time where we need to stand up and say, us, our community, Shasta County, is going to change, and we're going to make it better. We're going to keep it a beautiful place, good for tourism, good for business. And that's not going to happen unless we support the system as a whole, law enforcement. Because we can have a huge 984-bed jail, but if I still have 26 prosecutors, well, we're not going to fill up that jail, because within 48 hours of any arrest, we have to be able to have the attorney staff available to process, read, review, show up in court to argue to keep them in custody, or they're let out in 48 hours. And if we don't have enough police officers to take the extra calls and handle those cases, to come to my office to review, to keep them in jail. See, it's the system. We need the bigger jail, but we need the system to be supported. And we're not being supported by the state. The state is actually going against us with all the changes that they're making. And we're just at a point where we're going to say we're not going to stand for it. We're going to stand for our community and make a change ourselves.
And I'd like to make a couple points here, too, before we go to break, is that when we put people in jail, you know, that they've, you know, we've tried our taking care of them and all this, we lose money. AB 109 money is cut back. Is that correct?
If a person has been in a state prison or a prison commitment and they come out and then they are re-sent to prison, then that can affect SB 678 dollars, which is a little bit different, mm-hmm. But it is money that's coming in that supports our probation department.
So if they go back in, they'll say, oh, well, you haven't done your job, so we're going to just take more money away from you.
Correct.
Okay. And the other thing here is when it says, and this is a good point, it's city and county get a percentage of my house value, house goes up, they get more every year, live within your revenue. But if everything is the same, that's true. But we have something that's changed dramatically in the last 6 years, 7 years, and that's AB 109 and Proposition 47 and 57. Things have changed. It's like my house taxes are this, but remember what happened during the recession? The amount of money you had to pay for your taxes went down because of the situation. Well, now the situation's changed, and we've got a problem. And what's going to have, and what has to be done, is a jail. And the ancillaries around putting people in jail, not just DAs, but now we have public defenders. Not only that, but we have to have courtrooms to put them in. Now we've got a brand new county courthouse here, so I hope that helps. But
it's not
built yet, but it sure looks like it's being built.
It's in the process.
I go over there, look down every day, and go, yeah. Okay. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Stephanie Bridget, our DA of Shasta County, and Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, District 1. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. I'm looking at a couple places over there because, you know, the more yard work you do every day, and then you start thinking, oh, gosh, what's for dinner tonight? I think I'll eat soup. Mm-hmm. Well, no, River Commons is think of a cruise ship without the ocean. Gourmet chef, activities director. Bring your doggies in, your kitties, and, you know, it's a place to kind of like base yourself out of and then live your life happily and without a lot of cares. All of this at River Commons Senior Living, right downtown at 301 Hartnell. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner, and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Ready Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Ready Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I strolled along the sidewalk beneath the sweet magnolia trees. I was whistling, picking flowers, swaying in the southern breeze. I found myself surrounded. One policeman said, "That's him. Come along, wildflower child. Don't you know that it's 2 a.m.? They're bound to get you."
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Ashley, you're so good. Yeah, you know, she says, "What are we going to be talking about?" I said, "Jails." "Oh, okay." And she finds four songs in a row that I've never heard of. You know, and I know Johnny Cash, and I had not heard that one before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Hey, I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, the Shasta County DA, and Joe Cementi, Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We're talking about tonight's presentation, Seattle's Dying, at the Cascade Theater, everybody. It's free. It's air-conditioned. It's a 57-minute documentary about what's happening in Seattle and the challenges they face are the same thing we face right now, except on a lower level. But they've lost control of it, as have Los Angeles, San Diego, and San Francisco. We need to get in front of it. And that's what the discussion tonight's going to be with Stephanie, Dr. Greenberg, and then Joe Cementi. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got a question. When they build this jail, this funhouse, is it going to have a weight room and all the computer games and the TVs and all that stuff? I've talked to some other people that says, you know, they got more, I guess, amenities is the word I want to use, than most homes. Outside of being locked up, it's a fun house. And maybe the only thing they need is a chin-up bar and maybe a library. And I'm going to vote against the jail if I if they're going to give them all these things. It's supposed to be a place for punishment, not for fun. So anyhow, this is kind of where I'm coming from. So
okay,
anyhow,
so if it wasn't like that, Ron, if it wasn't like that, if it's going to be the pull-up bar and none of the other amenities, would you support this? He's gone.
Would I support it?
Yeah, would you support it?
I would support it if they don't have all the amenities.
Okay, well, let's let Stephanie address this. Thanks a lot, Ron, for the question.
Thank you.
Well, there are certain things that they are constitutionally allowed to have in the jails, and that's just something that is nothing that we can change. There's regulations. There's things that are done. But certainly we don't see people out there wanting to go to jail. They're not hammering at the door saying, is there a space to let me in? They're not the people who are out there committing crimes. They don't want to be caught. They don't want to go to jail. It is a punishment facility first and foremost. And that is what the focus is. And I don't believe, and maybe it's a better question for our sheriff to know exactly what is required, what's not required. But I don't believe that he's trying to add extra amenities to make it fun for individuals.
There's no more weight rooms. There's no more weightlifting in there.
Right.
Because it was making them too big.
Right.
So that was taken away. I have been in the jail. I've had two tours of our jail here, Ron, and I can tell you that there is no amenities like that at all. No amenities like that at all. They have a very small area, concrete area, to play basketball in, but it's – think of it as your living room and your dining room,
right,
and maybe your kitchen for the whole jail. So it's, you're not going to see things like that. I visited Death Row in San Quentin, and the only thing they had on Death Row was they had a TV set that had a clearly plastic so they could look inside them, and they didn't have access to phones. They didn't have access to that. Now they have access to educational materials. That is for them to better themselves. But you're not going to see them kicking back, watching, big screen TV and all this.
Right.
I did not see that in a jail at all. So, yeah, I mean, this is not a nice place. Okay, Terry, you called again? Hello, Terry, you're up. Okay, I thought Terry was, is Terry on? Terry's not on? Okay, he's gone. All right, we got like 5 minutes left. Last thoughts on this for tonight, Joe?
Okay. Well, hoping that we get a really good turnout. It's a great movie to watch, and there's a lot of political undertones and things like that in the movie, but I encourage everyone not to look at it like that. Look at it as a citizen in the community that's struggling and say, what can I as an individual learn from this? And as a result, what can I as an individual do to prevent this from happening? There is no absolute right answer. There is no absolute left answer. This is going to take a collaboration. It's really going to take a collaboration of law enforcement and social services coming together to address a very dynamic, ever-changing situation that is the crisis that we face right now in our society. And obviously, we're not the only community that faces this. And historically, communities have faced wars, diseases, social unrest. So this is our point in time to figure out, as a collective community, do we have the will? And I resoundingly think that we do.
I know you've studied this, and let me just jump in. How much is a 1 cent sales tax making your bottom line?
We are guesstimating between 26 and 27 million, so I put it at 26. And all the numbers that I will go through tonight, which I will go through very quickly on one slide, so please nobody be intimidated by that, will we allocate for every cent of that $26 million.
Okay, but how much is that out of my pocket?
I haven't done the exact math, but I want to say maybe $40 a person per, but I have to check.
Per year, or per month?
I want to say $40 per family of four, but let me do the math on it.
I would like to hear that. It's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money, but I don't want to just come out and say what it is, because there's been a lot of misperceptions. It's a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
There's this very simple math that I actually did a while ago, but I don't have the numbers in front of me, so I can't remember it.
Well, the thing about it is, at times of peril like this, we do have to sacrifice something. And we're not, so – is it worth that, Stephanie?
And it's a time for us to be innovative, to be creative, to think outside of what's normal, to not just keep turning things through the way it has been.
It's not working.
And because we really have to do that. I think it's being not only forced upon us from a lot of stuff that's happening at the state level, but it's also something I think as we move along and become more educated in mental health and drug addiction and all that, that also has a component of the right to change lives and to change futures. Because even if we could just incarcerate without the services and stuff in the jail, they're going to get out at some point. And if they didn't make the change when they were in custody, they're going to come out and still be bad fathers and mothers and drug addicts and affect their children and affect our future. So we really need to get creative. And I feel like our county can be, you know, an example for other counties, that we did something creative. We did something innovative, that we got a custodial facility where we could give people drug addiction programs, mental health, all the services they need, so that when they come out on the other side, they can be productive people in our community, and to do that on a very proactive, progressive level and change our fate at the same time.
Okay. I encourage everybody to go down to the Cascade Theater tonight at 5:30 and watch Seattle's Dying, and then listen to Stephanie Bridget and Dr. Greg Greenberg talk about this problem, and then Joe Comente outlining what that 1 cent sales tax is going to pay for if it passes. It's going to be a two-thirds, because it's going to be so specific that you're going to know where every cent goes to. Okay, tomorrow EDC is with us, and Ross Perot just passed away. At age 89, and you imagine what the world would have looked like if he had not run that time and George W. Bush had won back then and Clinton had. Wonder what that would have looked like. Anyway, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Hey, baby. There ain't